Good evening, everyone. Halacha Gems tonight continues with the dinim of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and we have discussed previously to what extent a person runs lahashkim l'beis haknesses with eagerness, with anticipation, with a certain sense of zrizus to come early to the beis haknesses, to the beis hamedrash, to daven, to learn, and to what extent a person does not leave the beis haknesses with that same sense of alacrity. A person would like to tarry. A person does not ever want Chalila v'chas to make it seem as if their time davening was an experience for which they wish to quickly get out of. So the difference between when a person is able to, you know, minimize their tircha versus when a person's supposed to was part of what we've discussed previously tonight. In our halacha gem, we continue this, but wondering at kamat sarich l'leches l'spalel b'minyan. Person's home, person has the opportunity to daven with a minyan, but, and we're going to see, it depends on what location, whether a person's traveling or a person's staying in a hotel, a person's home. How far is it that a person has an obligation to travel to practice and to daven with a minyan, to daven tefillah b'tzibur? We, of course, can't underscore enough just how important it is, how much commentary, how much perush there is, the significance and the importance of davening tefillah b'tzibur. While one's unable to because of, let's just say, situations of COVID where a person wasn't able to, so that's the mandate of the Rabbanon. But obviously we know the Rambam and various others describe the schus, the merit that a person has, that one's tefilos, that even a rasha, a person who's a villain, a person who is wicked and wayward and rebellious, when their tefilos have a tzuruf with the tzibur, with the rest of the congregation, there's a certain atzlocha. And so therefore the merit is not a merit that's being judged singularly and uniquely and individually, but rather it's the merit that assumes and joins with the other people that are part of the minyan. And of course, this also underscores what also we learned previously, is that if a person is echad me'asar rishonim of the first 10 or the first 100 or the first, or everybody's going to come after, they're going to get the schar. So even if a person's a rosh hagarbis, so not only is your tefillah going to be accepted, it's going to kavyachol travel upstairs to olam ha'elyon on the wings of and on the light speed of those who are gathered together, but also you're going to have the schar, the merit of those who come after. But now, of course, we wonder is how far does a person have to travel to go to daven with a minyan? Maybe there's certain distances that one does not have to exceed and go beyond, noting that the minyan might be so far. So let's discuss this quickly here. Hanimza bebeso chayv leches ad merachik mil. A person should really travel a mil. Now the question, of course, is what's considered the distance of a mil? Chazon Ish writes just over 1,150 meters. And of course, that's machlekes contemporary poskim and otherwise as to note what is the distance of a mil and how long it takes for a person to walk there. But assuming just basic halacha is that a person's home, a person has an obligation to go a traveling distance of a mil. This man of travel, it's likened, so the derech klal, the normative regular amount, is that it's 18 minutes for a person to travel by foot for a mil, for that mile amount, or however how many meters it is, 1150 meters, according to the Chazon Ish. In order, kidei le'espalo b'minyan. This is, of course, a big schus, a big merit. Person has to do it. And assuming that you'll do it, tzir from the minyan. So that's how far a person has to go. The mashmois of that is, if it's much further, that maybe a person does not have that obligation to do it, to go that far. Furthermore, kishinaya, let's just say kinesea, a person's traveling by car, by autobus or some type of taxi. Person should then, there's a difference in walking by foot and walking by car, or traveling by car. If you're walking by foot, it's 18 minutes. You know, by foot, that's the amount it is. If you're traveling by car, so you should go 18 dako, 18 minutes. Kishu, how much you would travel. Kishu, zman halicha regila shel mil. So, right, it's not, you know, it's not a time that's less because you're able to travel further with the car. Adarab, you're able to travel 18 minutes. Even though it's 18 minutes that you're going to travel by foot is going to be one distance that's going to be far less than the amount that you would travel 18 minutes by car. So then you're able to travel further now that you have a car. And that's obviously something that's advisable. That's within the proximity of what's expected. V'hu, kishyodeh, and this is a very important point here, but this will close. V'hu, and this is talking about kishyodeh, shiyimtza shel minyan. That's assuming that you know that the place that you're traveling, that there is a minyan. And if you're not sure that there's a minyan, so it's not an obligation a person has. But if you have a suffix that it is, so of course you're going to take that chance, assuming that you'll have an opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur. But again, if you don't know for sure, then you don't have to. And certainly if you don't know that there isn't, then you know it's not like, let's say you know that there's a shul in that town, but you know, you're pretty sure that there isn't a minyan in that place, so you don't have to to travel. That seems to be pashut. But that's where he ends. Vehu sheyadeh sheim tzeshal minyan. If you know that it's a minyan, brings Mishnah Berurah here, assuming that that's what it is, that there's a minyan. There's at least a suffix of the possibility of there being a minyan. So then that distance of traveling of time is what a person would engage. Okay, we'll stop here. I wish from my family to yours a healthy, a safe, and a wonderful evening.